Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are, because we're talking from the top of the world. And of course, this is Keep the Boss of the Beach talking to you live today based on one thing. This is the 98th and the 99th and I'm to 100 radio show here at Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM. And you know that is Sunshine Radio right here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We call it the West Coast of Paradise. And we say we support vets too. And I know one thing. Over the years, we've adopted one saying for our veterans that we all love and respect. When you walk up to a veteran, everybody always says, thank you for your service. Well, I'm going to have to upgrade that. Everything is being upgraded. So I'm going to upgrade it, and you learned it right here at Keep the Boss of the Beach. And of course, this is the best in radio, WVET Online Radio. We've joined a network, and that network is ontheairtoday.com. Don't forget, today is the day that we're going to let you know that on the 15th of June, a few days from now, we're going to be hosting the 100th show. And that show will be from Ferg's in St. Petersburg. Tim will be there, and everybody's going to be there to make it work. Right now, I am in New York and at my son's apartment in New York, and I am just enjoying the city. It just so happened that our governor from Florida was up here yesterday, and I think it was a big thing on gun control and that, but DeSantis was up here in New York, I'm going to say with me, even though I didn't see him and he didn't see me. We want to thank everybody for going in today, and by the grace of God, I ran into somebody over the phone, Dr. Debbie Bryant. Now, Debbie Bryant's in Alabama. I'm going to let her talk to you in a few minutes and tell you all about Alabama. I'm from Huntsville, and she's from a little fort that very few people even know the name. But we're going to make it a household word. Her husband is a veteran, and he made a difference to veterans. And what he did in Alabama is being done all over the United States. And we are adopting it right here in St. Petersburg, Florida, to make sure that the veterans get everything. And what the pastor, the bishop, did has made a difference all over the world. And I want you to know that that difference is being realized. And we want to thank, of course, Dr. Debbie Bryant and Bishop Regan Bryant. Roger was a king and still reigns. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to have a break soon. But right now, I'm going to make sure that we all know that one of the things we do is support all of the VSOs. Our VSO, our main one is American Veterans Alliance, then there's Society for Hispanic Veterans, and also the U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. Now, these are VSOs that a lot of people know about, but to reiterate what VSO means, Veterans Service Organization, American Legion, AMVETS, or just two. Now, one of the newest ones, Wounded Warriors. That is a VSO. Again, American Legions, AMVETS. I want you to remember these names because I don't want you to forget, because if you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran who's new at this, you got people coming out of the military every day, because we live in the Tampa Bay area. MacDill is in Tampa Bay. MacDill is where my nephew, Sean, was actually born on the base. My brother, Charles Winslow, was an Air Force person. My daddy was Army Air Corps. So it's always been in the air. We appreciate all the air people, but I am not forgetting about the Navy. Not going to forget about the Army. Not going to forget about the Marines. And we're not going to forget about the Coast Guard. And all of you, all veterans who don't know, you got another family joining the veteran family, the Space Force. And I'm going to be talking more about the coming of the Space Force, and it is down there in Cape Canaveral. But I happen to be from Huntsville, Alabama. And we always had a military base, but next to the military base in Alabama, where I was, Redstone Arsenal, right across the fence was NASA. So all of the time, we watched this emerge, and it has already arrived. All of y'all who don't know, the future has arrived. It's already here, because what Buck Rogers did and the Jetsons did, we're doing now. You don't believe me, ask Elon Musk, flying right up there in the sky. So we want to thank you for tuning in. And right now, without any further ado, my special thanks, of course, is to Tim Goodrich, who's been instrumental in making this show happen for a while now. And he's good at it. And, of course, Tim is Air Force, too. So we want to say thank you to Tim Goodrich and Soundcheck Studios for their help. And I got Paul Murray, who's the guru in his own class. Paul Murray is a veteran. He's traveled all over the world, like me. He's a road dog. And then he's added in Scott. Man, they brought something to Tampa and Miami and all of that that we've been working on for years. On my side of the coin, I call it rolling radio dish. That's what I call it. If you're looking around, Studio 104 Productions with Scott and his team are getting ready to make rolling radio vision happen, and we're doing it right now. I first want to give a special shout out to Fergs right there in St. Pete, who's instrumental in helping us do the 100 radio show. So now that I've got all that in, I need to talk to Dr. Debbie Bryant. And Doctor, you tell them the fort where you are.
We're in, located in Fort Deposit, our office in Fort Deposit, Alabama.
Say it again, doctor, so that they can get it, because most people don't even remember that name.
We're located in Fort Deposit, Alabama.
She said it, Fort Deposit, Alabama. Now, for those who don't know, Fort Deposit, Alabama is between Montgomery and Birmingham. My mother and father both buried down there near Fort Deposit. So I want to send a prayer out for them and a thank you for Dr. Debbie Bryant and her husband. What they did to create a place for veterans right there is expanding. But it also makes a difference for us in Florida or you in California. There is a reason for this. And I want to say thank you. We're going to be playing one of the songs that came from Bishop. Okay? So you just stay tuned and you will be hearing that song. Now, Dr. Bryant, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Dr. Bryant. Tell us a little bit about what you and your husband created right there so that we help those veterans in other cities to understand that it only takes your determination, your willingness to do, and your veteranization.
Well, our organization is a veteran organization. My husband was a Vietnam veteran. He had love, compassion with veterans. He was also commander with the American Legion, which he established a post in Pike Road, Alabama, and also in Fort Deposit. He established another post, and Tuskegee post was pretty much dying out. And what he did was he went back and revitalized Tuskegee University, which is one of our oldest posts as far as a black post. And they got that one back up and running, as well as in Tallahassee, Alabama. He went and got that one back up and running as well. But his goal and vision, because we was a veteran family, we faced so many obstacles and we had so many things that was going on just as a veteran family that not just Bishop and I, but other veterans as well. And by us being affected concerning those avenues that they did not have. We created some things that to try to hit, and we're still trying to create things, which is just a long journey to try to get the ideas out and let people know that this is what veterans need and this is what the veterans saying that they need. So our program is designed around the needs of the veterans, what they're saying, not just what something we make up and say, hey, we'll stick you in a little closet and you pay $600 a month and this is your room with a little toilet in it. So that's what we're trying to do, give them something nice. I think they deserve it. But our program also, we give out monthly over 15,000 pounds of food a month, which is donated. We have volunteers and partners that donate funds. Our organization is not a big food bank, but we're the only food bank that's located in Fort Deposit, Alabama. And we serve not only Fort Deposit with our organization, but we also serve the surrounding area, including Montgomery and Butler County as well. We are housing the tiny home, which is Vet Terrace Project. The project is considered jobs, home, revitalizing the idea of what veterans want and need. So everything that we have in that Vet Terrace Project is what the veterans say, hey, we need jobs, we need home, we need farm. And my husband also was a farmer as well. And we pretty much got everything about our life and just placed it into a program. So that's how Harvest Time has kind of grown a little bit. We have grown a lot compared to other small black organizations that have disadvantaged veterans trying to run in a program to help other veterans. But on a monthly, we have veterans. We feed 150 veterans just by themselves in a home. Is located in Montgomery, Alabama, on the campus of Fulton University. We do that on a monthly basis as well, with toiletries and food and socks and clothes, whatever the needs are. We do it on a monthly basis to try to help them out pretty much with different activities on different holidays. We go in and Memorial Day, July, 4th of July, we go in and have a big old dinner for them, outside activities for them. Christmas and Thanksgiving, we do the same thing. Usually around Christmas time and Thanksgiving and Christmas, we do meals. We have different chefs come in and donate food, and we have plates that prepared at a motel. Allows to use their motel. Mr. Venom Patel, he allows to use his motel to fix the meal, and then from there we have groups that come in and pick up the meals and deliver them. And on Christmas we do pretty much the same thing. We also try to have fruits and vegetables as well to give them, and they don't have to worry about cooking on Christmas if they don't have a family. And on Sunday we're going to have our Father's Day program at the Country Club. We're going to do about 100 of those veterans and feed them a meal, free meal. And so they'll be able to enjoy, and also we have some gifts we're going to give them in recognition to some of the veterans, as well as them being a father that raised their family, that some have grandchildren, and just being a veteran. We just want to say, hey, thank you, we appreciate you, and find out what more needs that we need to do. But we also have another program, our TV and our radio. That TV and radio was produced because we had voices that wasn't speaking, which we were trying to get the veterans' voices up and hey, tell us what you need, what's going on, you got a problem, housing situation, what's going on with your family, what you need. Trying to get the VA to meet your need. They said they're doing this, they got money for this, and half of the veterans do not know that those programs are there, and by the time they do know the programs are there, they are pretty much dissolved and going on to something else. So we were trying to just reach out to say, hey, okay, in Alabama, Ohio, they want the veterans to live.
Well, we got that solved, Miss Debbie. That's why you're doing what you're doing now. This is WVET, onlineradio.com. You can find us at ontheairtoday.com. You can find us, but we're getting ready to find you. This is getting ready to go all around the world, based on broadcast, based on media services, based on, what do they got now? Let me see, you got Facebook, your book, my book, they book, Instagram, all that stuff. But we're getting ready to come out with, don't forget what you heard it, right here first at WBET, and that's Rolling Radio Vision. So we're going to come to your town, and I wanted to say everything that Miss Debbie has been talking to us about the day started with her and her husband in Alabama, but we started the same concept of how do we reach out and do more for veterans. Now, the way I look at it is, the VA has done, they've done a lot more than people know, but it's our turn now. I don't want to hear people looking at the VA too much anymore. It's time for Elon Musk, Amazon, all y'all, Hard Rock, everybody out here who's got a veteran doing anything, it's time for you all to step up to the plate. If that lady needs something down there, she shouldn't be calling all the people in the VA. Huntsville, Alabama just got voted the number one city growth and everything in America. There's plenty of money in Huntsville to take care of that little fort project. That place in Alabama can be taken care of. Earth, Florida, right now, we have a project called They Protected Us, Now It's Our Turn. And I want you all to listen to that because that's what we stand for. We support vets too. And I want everybody to hold on. I got to have a little music coming in because that's the way I do it. Keep the boss of the beach, and it's 96.7. Don't forget, we're on a countdown for the 100th radio show. Now, doctor, don't you go nowhere. We'll be talking. All right. Please don't move. Tim, let's go to a music break.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, he is,
yes,
my brother.
I am.
You gonna put the plug on that.
Say thank you for coming back and forth. This is WDET onlineradio.com, and we're broadcasting right now at 96.7 FM, and we call it Sunshine Radio. And of course, that's in St. Petersburg, Florida, but we broadcast all over the world. So we want to thank all of you veterans who are listening, all of you veterans who now are viewing from Rolling Radio Vision, Studio 104. We got Scott over there, and these are all veteran people. Tim Goodrich, thank you for what you guys are doing. But I got to say that this morning I got a return call from somebody that I need to talk about an event called the Vet Check Act. And it's at the Straz Theater. And Miss Leslie Farrell called me, and I'm talking about Fred Johnson, a true veteran. And they're doing a special program right there in Tampa called the Vet Chat. On June 11th, if you can tune in, be a part of this. And on June 12th, they're hosting Open Mic. And we're going to be asking a lot of people to call in, a lot of people to show up, a lot of people to Zoom. I don't care whether it's Facebook, YoBook, or any of it, participate. That chat is important throughout the nation. But we're in paradise. Sunshine all the time and rain that is fleeting. When it rains here, it rains for 10 minutes and it's gone. Of course, the hurricanes stay around a while, but the regular rain doesn't. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. And this week's program is to first highlight a new friend, and that's Miss Debbie. She's in Alabama, but I'm from Alabama, and Alabama's right here next to Florida. If you drive out of Florida, you got to go through Mobile to get out. If that's if you're going west. So we want to say thank you, and they're doing some powerful, powerful things. It's going to make a difference for veterans everywhere, and that's why I'm included. I want to do say, don't forget, on the 15th at noon, midday, meet us all at Ferg's, downtown on Central, and we're hosting the 100th radio show. Don't forget, every week, right there on Sunshine Radio, we have the Sports Connection. So Ferg's has always supported our veterans, and he always tells people, we support vets too. That's the new slogan. Don't forget you heard it here. We support vets too. And that came out of old Waddell McGee, Kevin Humes, down there in Miami, who started this group of VSOs to support all the other VSOs. Veteran brats. And there's a new term coming out for the new veterans. And they say we're called sidekicks. So anytime you say we support veterans too, you're automatically a sidekick. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank everybody for doing what they do. But it's time to relieve the VA from all of the pressure of veterans. It's time for us to pick up the ball. And us means everybody, no matter where you're on the planet. But if you're part of the American system that we have done over the powerful years, guess what? Thank you. There are more veterans now than there were then. And so it's gotten a little bit overwhelming for the VA, but Americans are resilient. Whether you're in Seattle or Miami, whether you're in Maine or San Diego, guess what? If you're a veteran, we care, and we are here to share. Operation Project Veteran, supported by AARP, supported by everybody, and I like what they say. They protected us. Now it's our turn. Project Operation Veteran. Thank you, Joe Bardo, for what you're doing to support veterans in this area. Just to bring it up again, Tampa Bay includes St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and a whole bunch of other places there. Sarasota, all is included in this west coast of paradise. So if you're in our area, tune in to 96.7. If you're out of our area and you want to hear what we're doing here, go online, sunshineradio.com, or much easier, WVETonlineradio.com. On the airtoday.com. These are all the places you now can reach out. And we want to thank again Paul Murray and Scott for taking us from audio to video. This is truly radio vision. Now, I can't help it. I need to hear some Virginia Rose. Yeah, I need to get me some Virginia Rose, for she's one of those that have supported all of us for years. She is a wonderful, wonderful local artist. Her and her significant other, Ryan, we know them very well, and they've always supported veterans no matter what. So today, we're going to end this program with some Virginia Rose. Stay tuned. More music, more fun, more entertainment, and a lot more information coming. Over and out with a shout.
again, jumping into the deep end. Slowly I descend beneath. Animals, the friends, how they trick me into believing I am one of them, drowning in.
Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.